Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, good morning, Glenn Kirshner.
Good morning, Steph.
Oh, my gosh. Not the happiest subject to start with, obviously, because, you know, clearly all the talk is about this latest tragedy, predictable tragedy in Colorado, right? Talk to us a minute just about the red flag laws failing to... this guy apparently legally purchased this AR-15. Mm-hmm. Just talk to us about your initial thoughts on what's happened.
Yeah, so red flag laws allow law enforcement authorities to temporarily seize weapons from somebody if they believe that person poses a demonstrable danger to others. You know, what we are learning in the aftermath of the Club Q shooting is that this gunman apparently had made bomb threats. He was charged with kidnapping and menacing. Yeah. Now, what I have seen reported is those charges were dropped and apparently the record was sealed. So whether this was truly a failure of red flag laws or not, yeah, you know, we'll have to wait to hear more about that. But, you know, this is all about guns. It's not about mental health. It's not about, frankly, red flag laws. It's all about guns. And the Republicans, as we know, will continue to worship at the altar of virtually unrestricted access to weapons of war, assault rifles, and they'll continue to let the blood money flow into their campaign coffers until we rise up and say, we're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you've been at the, let's talk about that real quick. You've been at the Oath Keepers trial. You said Oath Keepers case is finally to the jury. So what does that mean? Just update us on where we are. This is the Stuart Rhodes trial, right?
Yes. So Stuart Rhodes and four of his fellow Oath Keepers are on trial for seditious conspiracy and seven other felonies, basically for trying to violently stop the certification of Joe Biden's election win. So closing arguments finished up yesterday. The jury will begin deliberating today. I don't expect we're going to see verdicts anytime soon because the trial ran about 7 weeks. I attended the whole thing. So the jury has a lot of evidence to go through. But what I will say, Steph, is the evidence of guilt of these defendants is overwhelming. That doesn't guarantee a conviction because the defense attorneys did their best to engage in some misdirection and dumb down a lot of the evidence in their closing arguments. I think the jury will see right through it. And I think probably shortly after the holiday, we'll begin to see the jury delivering some verdicts. I will warn everybody, you know, I tried a big RICO case with six defendants, and what the jurors did is they would decide all of the charges against one defendant, they would come out, announce those verdicts, they would go back and keep deliberating, and deliberations and verdicts took about a month in that case. Yeah. So we still may be in for the long haul here.
Yeah. So Riley Williams, the Pennsylvania woman who barged into Nancy Pelosi's office, was found guilty of multiple counts that she faced Monday. What's your impression in general of how the... obviously, we're going to get to the whole up to the big kahuna, but yeah. What's your impression of how it's going so far against the, you know, as you would call them, the what do we call them? Not the suits, the boots on the ground.
These are the boots of the insurrection. Right. Yeah. These are the ones who acted on Donald Trump's command to attack the Capitol. And all of the boots are being convicted. To a defendant, Steph, every single insurrectionist who's gone to trial in front of a jury has been convicted. My friends and former colleagues at the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office are in court every day across multiple courtrooms in court, prosecuting these people, convicting these people. And, you know, we do have to work our way up to the suits, but I actually think we owe a huge debt of gratitude to the dozens and dozens and dozens of federal prosecutors who are representing we the people extraordinarily well in these prosecutions.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So let's get to the big question, because we've been flailing without you, as you know, ever since the appointment of Jack Smith, who apparently is not the guy in the Matrix. If he puts on sunglasses, I think he is Agent Smith. But no, it's a different guy. Different guy. Okay. But, you know, Glenn, I think it was Barr McQuaid I saw on TV first that said, you know, the Justice Department wouldn't be doing a special prosecutor if they weren't going to indict, if they were going to decline. So, you know, and then everyone from, you know, to Ellie Mistal was like, this is, you know, and I know Jill Weinbanks initially said this is a waste of time and money. And you and I have been obviously impatient for justice for a long time. And my first thought is, why isn't it indictments? Why is it, you know, yet another step? But it takes me a second to calm down, but
just a little.
But I think we all have Mueller fatigue, right? We think, oh God, are we starting all over again? Blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people have pointed out how Lawrence Tribe and others, that they think this will speed it up and not slow it down. Dying to get your take on it, because it I do get that it's different. A, Bill Barr's not in charge. It's not Trump's Justice Department. He is not starting from scratch. But give us your whole overview on this.
Yeah, Steph, I wish we had an hour. There's so much to unpack. And we have superhero fatigue. We thought Bob Mueller was going to come in and take Trump out. His report did take Trump out. The problem is Congress and the Department of Justice didn't act on the crimes that Bob Mueller documented in Volume 2 of the Trump-Russia report. We thought Merrick Garland was going to come in and do what was necessary. It turns out, in hindsight, Merrick Garland turned out to be too much judge and not enough prosecutor. So I am not prepared to say Jack Smith is galloping in on the white horse and he's going to take care of all this. However, first thing I did was I talked to all my friends and former colleagues who worked with or for Jack Smith. I don't know Jack personally. To a person, they cannot speak highly enough of his determination to hold criminal politicians accountable without regard to politics or criticism or fear of failure. Here's why I really like the appointment of Jack Smith. We can do an autopsy on whether Merrick Garland should have appointed a special counsel. There are good arguments on both sides, but I think at the bottom of it all, once Trump announced he was a candidate, let's face it, Merrick Garland is Joe Biden's attorney general.
Yeah.
So to have Joe Biden's attorney general going after Joe Biden's only announced political opponent in the 2024 election, I believe left Merrick Garland no other choice but to appoint a special counsel.
Yeah.
So Jack Smith, when he was head of the public integrity section at the Department of Justice, where lots of my friends work, he took on cases like Republican Congressman Rick Renzi from Arizona, who his prosecutors convicted of racketeering, bribery, extortion. He took on a Democrat senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, And that ended in a hung jury. I'll come back to that in a second. He took on Republican Governor of Virginia, Bob McDonnell. That ended in convictions, although later on the Supreme Court overturned those convictions. Not a failure by Jack Smith and his team. It's a failure by the Supreme Court because they wanted to cut back on the Department of Justice's ability to go after high government officials for corruption. That's a Supreme Court failure. And I think we've seen the Supreme Court fail ever since. He also went after a Democrat, Senator John Edwards, for campaign finance crimes. That resulted in a hung jury. So he won some political cases. He lost some political cases, but he did it all without fear or favor or the possibility that he would lose and be criticized. Steph, give me that kind of prosecutor on my team every day.
Yeah.
Somebody who goes against Republicans and Democrats without fear or favor and is not afraid of failure.
Yeah.
That's who I want on my team. Let me add, he also went after a CIA officer for mishandling classified information.
Oh.
How might that experience come in handy?
Oh.
And then he's been a war crimes prosecutor,
yeah,
going after
the
some
Hague
of the world's most egregious,
yeah,
criminals. And that is great, relatable experience, because let's face it, he is now going after one of the world's most egregious criminals.
See, yep, you've activated my daddy gene, my daddy my daddy issues again. yeah, no, I mean, that's the, you know, obviously coming from The Hague, you're like, well, I like that. So what is it? I think it was Lawrence Tribe that said he thought this actually sped things up because he's joining, like, you know, in progress. What do you think that means? Someone was saying that's more when you're wrapping up rather than, you know, that he's not starting from scratch, right?
Yeah, they brought in not only Jack Smith, but David Raskin, one of our premier national security and terrorism prosecutors. You do not put these people on a case to decline to bring an indictment. You put these people on the case to indict. I was concerned at first. My gut reaction is, here we go again. Will this delay matters? Because when Bob Mueller was appointed, remember, Steph, he was appointed from jump. There was no ongoing criminal investigation.
Right.
He had to create it out of whole cloth, hire agents, hire, yeah, prosecutors, hire a staff, stand up an office, and then begin investigating and possibly prosecuting. Jack Smith, his very appointment is take over,
yeah,
these ongoing investigations and move forward. And that's what Jack Smith is doing.
Yeah.
Merrick Garland, I think, you know, engaged in too much analysis paralysis. I still maintain he's a good, honest, honorable person,
yeah,
but he was, you know, 24 years a judge,
yeah,
and before that a prosecutor. I think he lost his prosecutorial instincts. If there's one thing you cannot say about Jack Smith is that he's lost any prosecutorial instincts.
Yeah.
He is all prosecutor. I think things will accelerate now. At least that's my hope.
Okay. I was curious your thoughts on Bill Barr chiming in that Donald Trump is, in his opinion, indictable. Your thoughts?
Bill Barr says he's indictable and he'd still vote for him. What,
yeah,
does that tell you about Bill,
right,
Barr? Bill,
yeah,
Barr loves supporting abject criminals.
Yeah.
That man is unworthy of even a moment of consideration by us.
He's,
yeah,
he's a trash person.
Yes, he is.
Garbage person, yes.
Yes.
You tweeted, Congress, if you're listening, it's time for an investigation. I'd fashion it an impeachment inquiry of Justice Alito. His lies to the Senate, to the American people, and to the late Senator Ted Kennedy must be investigated because women's constitutional rights matter.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get your take on this latest bombshell report about Justice Alito leaking.
Yeah, the New York Times, made it pretty clear in its reporting, I think 2 days ago. A couple, Mr. and Mrs. Wright, had dinner with another couple, Mr. and Mrs. Alito. And the next day, Mrs. Wright contacted this Reverend, Shank is his name, mm-hmm, and said, I've got some very interesting information. No emails, please. And then she told him that basically Alito authored the Hobby Lobby opinion. Another opinion,
yeah,
that basically is religion over the rule of law, and that Hobby Lobby is going to win. So Alito leaked his own opinion, the Hobby Lobby opinion. Don't you think he probably also leaked the Dobbs opinion,
yeah,
revoking women's constitutional privacy rights?
Yeah, and then acted all huffy about it.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution.
Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The Democrats on the House and Senate Judiciary demanded Sunday that John Roberts comply with their investigation into the court's refusal to abide by ethics laws. Sheldon Whitehouse was, of course, one of the authors of the letter. I know you've said this before, but why does it feel like Democrats are reticent, particularly when you see this, you know, complete bull, pardon my language, about Hunter Biden investigations, Dr. Fauci, and God knows what else? Why are we not opening impeachment inquiries into Alito and Thomas as it regards January 6th?
I can't answer that question because we have had women most directly have had constitutional rights revoked, clawed back, and the Supreme Court has virtually announced it's preparing to revoke more of our constitutional rights. I don't understand why we don't open an investigation into that, but it looks like, Steph, thanks to Senator Whitehouse's letter yesterday to Chief Justice Roberts, it feels like maybe the Senate Judiciary Committee is now on that path. Let's support them. Let's keep screaming about the need for these hearings.
Yeah,
we can't just sit back and let them revoke our constitutional
yeah,
rights.
Ask John Roberts, by the way, how's that leak investigation going?
Yeah.
About Dobbs. How's that looking?
Yeah.
You also tweeted Cassidy Hutchinson and Mike Flynn testify to Georgia grand jury about Trump's election crimes. What can we expect from each witness? I mean, here we are with the same, you know, like question. Mm-hmm. Georgia is the now Jack Smith with either espionage or sedition. Like which wheel of justice is going to, you know, go first, right?
Yeah. Now that Jack Smith is on the case, I think, you know, We've talked about this 100 times, and I go back and forth about who might drop the first indictment on Donald Trump's head. I'm thinking Jack Smith is going to be so concerned about the national security implications of what Donald Trump did in the stolen classified documents case that if I had to bet my buck, my betting limit, I would bet a buck on that now being the first indictment to drop. But Fani Willis is methodically working through everything, so... So we'll see.
Yeah. Real quick, finally, Matt Gaetz, of course, reelected. Oy.
Yeah.
But the lawyer for Joel Greenberg said he can't figure out why he has not been indicted, given what his client has given to the Justice Department. He, in a court filing, he alleged that the Justice Department's failure to prosecute Gaetz is like Nero fiddling away as Rome burns. Mm. As we know, Gaetz begged the White House for a pardon for just, you know, anything, not just January 6th. What do you think has happened in this case?
So Joel Greenberg's lawyer does not know what the other witnesses and victims in the case have done, whether they've cooperated, declined to cooperate. Right. I've heard rumblings all along that it was a very troubled investigation, I should say, not necessarily because of what Joel Gaetz has said. And Joel Gaetz is one ugly
Greenberg.
Witness. You can't indict anybody.
You melded
on Joel
them
Gaetz
together. Joel Greenberg, right?
Yeah.
You said Joel
Greenberg. Joel Greenberg. Yeah, well, you know, they are sort of the two-headed monster, aren't they? So I glommed them together. Joel Greenberg, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, you know, Greenberg's lawyer doesn't know about the other pieces of the case. So he's kind of talking out of school because if he's relying entirely on his cruddy client's word to indict somebody, that's not the way prosecutors go about doing it. So I am going to trust that this investigation has been done aggressively and thoroughly, and for whatever reason, the prosecutors don't believe there's enough evidence to indict Gates, at least not yet.
Okay. So thankful for you. Happy Thanksgiving, sir. Yeah. We will see you when after the holiday.
Yes. You too, Steph. Have a great holiday, everybody.
All right. Thanks, you too. There he goes.